I'm getting texts like crazy here. Coming up on TMS, let's talk about that test.
We have a new film festival for you.
What would you do?
Worms in your nuggets.
Oh, gross. You could totally pee on your own floor.
SAG likes Birdman.
Galifianakis looks like a different dude.
Major spoilers.
V for video games.
Your calls and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I am Kit Connell, and I am just 100 years old. And I don't feel a day over 80. And I have keep very good health. I try to keep my brain active by playing on my Nintendo. I can't speak highly enough of this Nintendo. It's helped to keep my brain as active as possible at my old age.
That guy on Twitter lied.
The Morning Stream. That's my safety word.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. This is TMS, a brand new week of TMS beginning on Monday, January 26, 2015. It is 9.05 a.m. The Mountain Time's only all the times on the matters. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
It's good to be back, dude. We missed all the Thursday shenanigans. Gone.
We did. Yeah. No therapy. No, PM stuff. No board game geek. None of that stuff.
None of it. None of the
this
things.
This week, though, yes.
Yeah. This week. This week. This week is just a veritable canopy of entertainment. That's not
canopy.
I don't even think it's the right word to use, but I'm using it anyway. But imagine a big cornucopia, like one of those big horn-looking deals.
Plenty?
Yeah, horn of plenty. Yes. Oh, I hate that phrase, horn of plenty.
Horn of plenty.
I hate it. I really hate it.
It is a dumb phrase, right? Because plenty shouldn't be used as a noun.
No, and also
it's
just
a horn of plenty.
Cornucopia and horn of plenty, they should be stricken from the record. When I was a kid, they would use that around Thanksgiving. And it was always, oh yes, Thanksgiving, it's the time of year where really it's a time of plenty. It's like, shut up, old people. I don't want to hear that.
Did your folks, when they had a Thanksgiving dinner, have a cornucopia, a horn filled with stuff spilling out of it? I don't think I've ever seen one of those in person.
I did. My mom had a centerpiece that she used for at least a couple of years, is my recollection. And that centerpiece had like fruit. It was fake, though. It was like fake fruit and grapes hanging out of it. And it was purely for the look of the thing. And it was the most artificial artifice of all artificial artifices ever. And it was and just anytime anyone sent, like my grandma would come over and go, oh, I just love her. I love the horn of plenty on the table. I just love a good horn of plenty. Like,
that's
no,
a phonocopia or a fornucopia. Sure. That's going to be my new porno, is called Fornucopia.
Fornucopia. A pornucopia is even better. Do that.
Well, pornucopia, sure, that's got to be taken. But sure. Fornucopia, I think, is
get
straddles that line between, oh, okay, he's using a medical term for what's going on in his movie. Nice.
It's the new David Duchovny spinoff, Cornucopia.
Californicopia.
There you go. Where he's horny of plenty. Get it?
I get it.
So, all right, we may as well get to the ugly elephant in the room. And I mean this somewhat literally. So, all right. Thursday we weren't here because I had a test. I had to do a test. And I wish it was a driving test. I wish it was the bar exam. I wish it was a lot of things, right? But no, it was a colonoscopy, as many of you are aware, and it's a thing that you should get. They recommend you get it when you're 50. I am not 50. I am 5 years hence from that. And got it because they're concerned about some pain and they want to figure out where it's coming from. So they went in there to get that done and blah, blah, blah. Here's the good news. And then I'll tell you all the bad news. The good news is they didn't find anything terrible. There is no polyps, no cancer, no ulcers, no perforations, no anything.
Pimples? Any internal pimples?
No internal pimples.
Any ants?
Nope.
No ants climbing through you.
Few little pouchy things that are responsible for last year's problem, but he said that I'm on a scale from 1 to 10, like a 1. So it's real low level. Just have a good, high fiber, healthy diet, and you should be okay. And he thinks the pain is probably coming from something in my diet that I should probably eliminate, but we got to figure out what it is. And we just don't know what it is. It's some food that's just, flaring me up. So we'll figure that out. That's fine. That's a common thing. It's not, and everyone, all you hippies, calm down. It isn't gluten, okay? It's not freaking gluten. I eat plenty of gluten, and it's that doesn't give me trouble. It's something else. Anyway.
It's too bad they can't do one of those, like, stick tests.
I know,
find
right?
out, you know, the equivalent of that, like, make you, basically put you in front of a conveyor belt and keep moving food in front of you. All right, try this. How are you feeling?
Oh, my guts hurt. All right, that's it. Ding, ding, ding. And I already don't drink milk products, so we know that's out. So I don't know what it is. We're trying to figure it out. Anyway, bottom line is that's really a good thing to hear. He says, yeah, we don't have to see you for another 10 years for just a normal, you know, older guy checkup. Like, that's, you're good. So I don't even have to, like, you and all you poor people have to go in there at 50 because you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. I get to skip 50 and go right to 55.
Nice.
Because I don't have to worry about it. Anyway. So that was good. Good news on that front, everyone. Good news, everyone. So then, the procedure is awesome because you go in there. The night before thing was a nightmare. I won't get into that. That was terrible. I'll never do that again, willingly or happily.
Thinking liquid, man.
It was bad. Gatorade can F off. I don't want anything to do with it ever again. I don't like Gatorade. All right, anyway. So that all, we'll skip ahead a little. We get to the thing itself. Man, they put you under, and they put you under hard. It's awesome. Whatever medicine they pumped into me, just vroom, I was out.
Nice.
And next thing I knew, Kim was talking to me. Now, I made a deal with my kids back when they both, or all three of them, had their wisdom teeth out. We filmed them as they woke up saying ridiculous things that they don't remember now. And we put all that on the internet. And their deal with me was, Dad, next time you have something like this, you have to put your number on the internet, right?
Right.
So I said, fine. Thinking to myself, that'll never happen. Yeah, we don't need to worry about that. Well, sure enough, Kim came phone in hand and recorded me coming out and saying the most stupid things I think have ever come out of my mouth. And I don't remember a lick of it. Not one bit of what she said. So in accordance with my fiduciary agreement with my children's. I now present to you of various things I said when I woke up.
It's a mashup.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mashup, and I'll play some of these in order and some of them not, but this is the first thing I said, and you gotta listen to this very closely. It's 14 seconds long. I have done some editing, I want to make that clear, not for any content, but to remove a bunch of space, because I would pause forever between words, because I was stoned, okay?
All right.
And I don't remember any of this, but Kim's like, yeah, you just took forever to answer questions. So anyway, here's the, as soon as I start coming up, this is first thing out of my mouth.
My bum hole hurt.
Yeah, I just talked to your doctor.
Really stupid.
What the hell am I even saying there?
Okay, well, my bum hole hurts.
Yeah, but it took
the first three times.
It took three tries to get that out. All right.
I can't figure out that third one.
I can't either. But it gets a little more clear with this, and it's referring to chicken.
What'd you say?
There's a chicken in the room.
Did you see one?
I don't know.
Did you see a chicken?
I'm hungry for chicken.
I'm hungry for chicken.
There's a chicken in my room. I'm hungry for chicken.
Yeah. Now, you might say, sure, he hasn't eaten for 3 days. Makes sense. Food's on his mind. Makes sense. Okay, great. By the way, you figure into this here in a minute.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no.
That just shows how much TMS we do. It's not a bad thing, but we'll get to that in a second. Here is the here's where I really start to come clean with what I know is going on. So here you go.
Exit only.
You're talking about your colon?
Yes.
Exit only.
Exit only.
Exit only.
Oh, I love that Kim knows how to prod you into the right questions.
Oh,
too.
She's good at it. She did it with the kids too, so she's good at kind of leading me on. She'd be a great
David
good
after dentist all over again.
And again, a reminder to folks listening at home or live: I don't remember any of this. None of this rings a bell. All right, so here's my TMS conversation or part of it.
Welcome to the morning stream.
Yeah.
Do you want all your audience in here?
Mm-mm. I don't want them in here. And then I went on to say,
you sure are. What do you podcast about?
Mostly poop jokes. And Brian.
Mostly poop jokes and Brian?
Yeah, is that dude. What are you talking about? Mostly poop jokes and Brian.
Let's talk about me, Scott.
That's what's so stupid about that comment.
Oh, my God.
first of all, poop jokes, they happen. I get it, but it's not that big. Like, what am I doing? I don't know what happened to me. This is a weird part of my brain. All right, so then we got this one's a bit longer, but this is a real window into my madness that morning. So here you go.
Who was?
Doctor who?
What did he say to you?
He seemed to think that this was common stuff to do, and that he had to put his finger on my bum hole.
Well, that's not good. That's not good. You all right?
No, I mean, maybe I want some food.
I bet you do. You haven't eaten in a day.
I haven't farted in 2 days.
You will today.
Will I?
Oh, yes.
<That's> so embarrassing. Dr. Hoo-ha had his finger in my bumhole, I said.
Yes. This is greatest fear is like somebody recording me when I don't have the ability to think about what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed at how much this sounds like your old man impersonation.
I'm a little freaked out by that.
Very, very close.
Yeah. His finger in my... Yeah, it's kind of not that far. They're close cousins. Right. All right, this conversation, I don't ask me about this. I have no idea where this comes from.
What?
A little turtle head pop out of my butt.
Why do you think that?
Because that's where he lives. We should get rid of him.
How would you like me to do that?
Pull him out. He's really lame. There was a very pretty girl in there.
Really? What was her name?
She looked like Jenna Marbles on YouTube. She was very pretty, but I was faithful.
That's good. That makes me happy.
Nurse back there laughing at me. Damn it.
There you go. That's almost exactly why I would hate to be recorded. Like, why I never want to be recorded.
I brought her up like 4 times, according to Kim.
Oh, yeah, Jenna Marbles is very pretty.
She is, but this...
I've never seen this person before, but apparently she's living with that turtle in your butt.
She's really funny, too, but it was... So I was referring to the anesthesiologist lady in there.
Oh, gotcha.
Who is so really, really strikingly pretty, and I kept bringing her up to Kim. In fact, I think it comes up... Is it this one? Well, here's one about the cat, and I don't know why the cat came up. A cat I no longer have, by the way, so here you go.
Did you feed the cat?
We don't have a cat anymore.
His name is Henry.
Yep.
Carter loves Henry.
She sure does.
I love Carter.
She loves you too.
I like all the kids.
It's good.
We haven't had this cat in like 3 years.
Right.
So
right.
Don't ask me.
I love all the kids.
I love all the kids. I guess it's good. It's kids.
You're very... it's funny. I mean, you're a very good husband and a very good father, even when you're stoned.
I'm a very happy, faithful drunk is what
I am. Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, here's another one about Kim.
I was in college. I would have totally made out with her.
The pretty nurse.
Yeah, before I got married. I really like Kim. She makes me happy.
I said aww. She makes me happy at the end.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, but man, I'm sure glad it was coming out that way and not like,
yeah,
she farts in bed sometimes or something like that. All right, here's, like, I don't know what, again,
I
another.
I had anesthesiologist over for a little bit for dinner.
She comes up again, I think. I don't know what my deal was. I was obsessed with her, but all right, here's another one.
Why?
That's on the Aliens movie. First Alien movie with Sigourney Weaver and that guy from Top Gun. It was pretty funny. I had a dream about Cheetos. And they were gross. Did I poo on the bed?
I hope not.
Me too.
Wow. It's like
by the way,
Pineapple Express on ADD.
Basically, like, you go from
Tom Skerritt to Cheeto Dreams. And
and you'll notice, it's funny because I do that in real life all the time. If I can't think of a name of an actor, I'll refer to him as Guy from Other Thing or his character from something else. And I totally did that with Tom Skerritt just then. And did I poop the bed? Jeez, what am I doing? All right, I know what my fears are, you know.
It's picket fences, too.
Oh, yeah, he was on picket fences.
That woman from Edward Scissorhands.
For some reason, you heard this earlier. For some reason, I said this.
That guy on Twitter lied.
Then I don't know I'm talking about. Guy on Twitter lied.
Probably somebody said you won't even... You'll come out of it. You'll be completely fine.
Maybe. And I don't remember saying it, so it's like Inception forgetting or something. All right, here's my Seth Rogen moment. All right, this is a long one. You guys tuck in. This is the last of the long ones. Enjoy this one.
Is it really done?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
Why?
She was really pretty, like the TV doctor ladies. I was surprised by that. The doctor looked like he would be boring. At a party.
I won't tell when you said that.
And the technician looked like Joe Rogan. Or no. Who's on Dazed and Confused? No. Who's on the show? Who's on those movies? Who was on Freaks and Geeks? He has curly hair. Jimmy. Can I move? I feel like I'm going to fly away. I can see the light.
Which light are we talking about?
Hospital.
Okay, good. Stay away from any other lights.
Well, that's the tunnel. Yeah, what's that sound? Is that in here?
No.
Get rubber gloves for the kids. I like to ball them up.
I'll make sure we get some for Nick.
You're talking to me funny.
Me?
Oh, shit. You're filming this.
I'm starting to come out. You can hear it. You can hear it.
You're not recording this, are you?
You can hear the moment. Like, I think that was my first eyes open. And the first thing I see is a rubber glove dispenser. And the first thought, I guess, is, hey, the kids love those. Get some of those.
Oh, we get some for... Yeah. So we can do some Howie Mandel stuff.
Yeah, they love that.
All right,
that.
So let's analyze a little bit more of this. So first off, I like that you come up with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
But not Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I knew it was a Rogan.
And I'm amazed that in your stream of consciousness, unfiltered thought, you didn't go, you know, the guy who laughs like, oh. I was waiting for that.
I should have done that.
Would you try to come up with his name? Laughing guy.
Yeah, I would. I am a little surprised that didn't happen either. But again, why would I even think of... What was my point with that? I don't even know.
That the technician sent
Oh, he looked like Rogan. So and he did, now that I look back on it. That guy.
That's funny.
Because there's three in there. There's Dr. Jellyfingers there. You got the technician guy who looks like Seth Rogen, and then you got Pretty Lady.
Right. And Pretty Anesthesiologist.
All three of them in there. And I got something to say about that doctor when we're done here, but that part will crack you up. All right, here I am in the car on my way home.
Do you want your seat warmer on?
Yeah. That'll help warm up my exit wound.
That'll help warm up my exit wound. And I don't, I don't remember anything till I got... almost home. There's some memory of me being we're like a block from the house. Then my memory. Now I have some short term memory, but it took forever. So here's me trying to figure out what to eat, and this will finish this ridiculous foray into paying my kids off for playing their videos. So here you go.
What kind of burger? Where do you want to go?
Four guys. What the hell is wrong with it? Four? Is it not four guys?
It's five guys.
Five guys. I want five guys. Five guys. I don't want the mayo thing on it. Like we discussed. I want just that.
I just fade out. I just disappear. And I'm laying just sunk in the seat trying to figure out the difference between four guys and freaking five guys.
I think there's some irony that the fact that Torn is playing in the background.
Yeah, I know, right? Totally, dude. Torn is totally playing. It's almost annoying to me that it's playing. I don't like that it was playing. So as I this one part I do have a memory of, and Kim reminded me that it was true. I thought maybe I had dreamed this. Okay. I have a memory that as I'm pulling away from the hospital, that I saw Dr. Jellyfingers there, who is very nerdy, older, kind of, you know, yes, we need to check the colon for, very, very businesslike, right? he leaves in a Tesla Roadster.
Oh.
Like those wow. 300 grand freaking yeah. sweet cars, right? And Kim says, yeah, he totally did. That's how he went around. So for those wondering if it's a lucrative world to be in the proctology world, I'm telling you, man, that guy had the dough. He did wow. just fine. I think he was yeah. doing just fine. So there it is. I have laid myself bare. I hope, A, you enjoyed it, and B, my kids are satisfied with my exposure. I'm not putting the video up anywhere because that is that the video combined with the audio, that's some rough business.
We're not, yeah, I'm not, sure. I'm oh, not yeah. No, that. I'm going to be making sure Tina listens to every TMS, but I'm going to make sure that she listens to this one soon. And never, ever, Tina, record me if I ever have this sort of thing going on.
And as a quick reminder to those just tuning in.
That guy on Twitter lied.
Don't forget that. It's always true.
That guy on Twitter. Dang it.
That's basically, those are words to live by as far as
yeah,
I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually, yeah.
All right. That went on for a while. I apologize for how long it took, but I want to know what happened to you Friday at the restaurant.
All right. And I'll make this relatively quick so we can get to Daryl. But this is one of those things that, you know, in analysis, I really actually want to find out what people would do in the same situation. Like, what's the right thing? It's almost a Seinfeldian dilemma, a George Costanza Seinfeldian dilemma.
Okay.
All right. So went to a restaurant on Friday night with the crazy neighbors and a couple other friends. And we all tend to be really generous and kind of share our food. Like, all right, oh, hey, that looks really good. Oh, hey, here, try a bite.
Sure,
I mean, everybody
sure.
does that. Yeah, right?
sure.
You go to friends.
You go to sushi, everyone gets different logs. Not logs, rolls.
Rolls, yeah.
yeah. I get it. Sure, you're that kind of guy.
Spicy tuna log. Yeah, so we're those people. And so food comes and we share it around and stuff. And then Carrie is... Crazy neighbor Carrie is sitting across the table from me.
Yeah.
And she's taking a bite of her food and pulls out this hair.
Oh no.
Like a long brown hair.
No. No.
And I'm like, "Oh, wow. Holy cow. I'm glad that you can tell that's not mine."
Sure. Yeah.
And the waitress comes by and she says, "Excuse me. There's this, you know, this big long hair." And she's actually able to lift up the hair and there's unchewed food, like food that wasn't in her mouth, dangling from the end of it from when she cut it with her fork,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
Or when she was cutting off her fork.
All right. And the only good side of that, by the way, is that it's very emblematic or illustrative that there is a hair in my food.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And the waitress is like, "Oh my God, okay, I'm so sorry. You know, let me grab the manager for you. Would you like me to take that away?" And she's like, no, the rest of the food's fine. I've kind of looked through it, you know, seems fine. But yeah, if you could get the manager.
Yeah.
So the rest of us continue eating. And then after the waitress disappears, Carrie says, "Oh, hold on a second. I'm realizing that this hair didn't come from my food. Brian, this came from your plate."
What?
This was the food that I shared with her.
Oh, no.
So... And I've just about finished all my food.
Yeah.
The manager comes over and he says, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm really, really embarrassed about this. Ma'am, you know, we'll take care of your meal." And she says, "Well, actually, it came off of his plate. He was, you know, he shared his food with me and this was actually his food."
Yeah.
And he says, "Okay, well, sir, I'll take care of your meal for you."
Yeah.
And, you know, we're like, "Oh, okay, thanks." You know, he brings us some desserts. Well, the check comes. And here's the thing. I didn't feel right about him taking it off of my bill because I didn't discover the hair. I didn't call the waitress over and say, "Hey, there's hair in my food," or anything like that.
Right. And you didn't find multiple hairs. It was just the one hair that she got out of sharing.
It was just the one hair. And by that time, who knows? I mean, there could have been a wig in my food and I'd already engulfed it, right?
Right.
Gobbled it down. So I said, "Well, how about we do this? How about let's just split the free meal. I'll pay for half of yours."
Yeah.
And that way... Since you discovered the hair, you know, you get a prize.
Yeah, yeah.
But right. I'm wondering, like, is that the right thing? Should, because she ate the food, or because she had the bite with the hair in it, should I have, like, paid for Carrie's entire meal because she was the one who discovered it? For all intents and purposes, if she didn't figure out that it came from my food,
right,
it would have been on hers and she would have gotten hers free.
Right.
What do you do in a situation like that? Should she have gotten the free meal?
I feel
Did I
like
do the right thing by splitting it.
This is a really good question, and when we're all faced with this eventually, because we all will be at some point, you're going to have a giant hair, and there could be this sort of crazy neighbor scenario where she ate your food. In fact, I think I've been here in this situation before. I think in the case where it happened to me, we were already buying everybody's food because it was like we'll go out with certain couples, like Corinne and Jason. We'll go out with them, and they'll pay one night. And the next night, we'll pay. You know, like we kind of go back and forth. And I think it was one of those, so it was no big deal, and it just came off the main bill. But when you're splitting checks, that's a conundrum, man.
Right.
Like, I would have probably. Okay, here's me. I'm just thinking what I would have done. I would have said. I think I would have just paid for. I would have if they're covering mine, I'd just pay for hers. That's what I'd do. So you see what I'm saying? So like if they're say, "Oh sir, don't worry, we'll take care of everything." Great. They'll do that. So the bill will come and your meal is paid for on the house. I would then whatever's left, I would say, "All right, we're going to split the ticket this way so that I'm buying your dinner."
That's probably probably. And I asked her about that beforehand. I said, you know, should I have bought your meal since you found the hair and you brought the waitress over and complained? And she's like, no, I think splitting was, you know, more than generous. I'm like,
I mean, obviously she's fine with it, but I think that, if that was your inclination.
I wouldn't be still thinking about it had I just bought her meal.
Yeah, we are here to help you with your food etiquette, everybody. And if you walk away with anything today, it's two things. One, don't say things when you're stoned. And two, pay for the hair. The person who ate the hair shouldn't have to pay for that meal. I think that's the deal on that.
Right.
All right. Well, look, we've learned something
today. All right. Well, there we go.
Nice job. Let's get
this ends. What would you do?
Speaking of finding a weird hair in your food, let's call Daryl. Give him a shot.
Yes. Well, do we want to talk about this thing quickly?
At the end of the show, stay around to the end of the show, everybody, because we will in detail describe the brand new 2015 TMS 30-second Film Festival. That's right. Film festival for films that are 30 seconds long, where a huge prize package will be given to the big winner. We're doing this sort of an Oscar season, which is always fun. And we haven't done this since like early 2012, I want to say.
That's right. Yeah.
And so that's
we were reminded that that's how we really got chummy with Bill Duran.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's where we really knew that TMS should have a place for Bill. Because he won. He won with his little film. So
yes, we're not guaranteeing that.
No.
If you have a winning entry, that you'll make it onto the show as a regular guest. But we will. You know, who knows?
Maybe you're so good, Bill. We bump Bill for them.
Right.
Yeah, how about that?
Exactly.
Take that, Bill. Anyway, that's the plan. 30-second Film Festival. We'll get into more details at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Let's do this. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by
Metal and Magic, Medieval, Renaissance, Viking, and Scottish inspired jewelry and gifts. Use the code MORNING for 10% off at our Etsy store. That's metalandmagic.com. That's magic with a CK.
Oh, that's nice. Daryl, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
When you had yours, did you say terrible things after you came out of your whatever?
I don't know. Nobody was there to record it or tell me about it.
Were you on your own? You didn't drive yourself, did you?
No. I was dropped off and picked up.
Oh, one of those deals. All right.
An anesthesiologist looks like Yeoman Rand.
It would have all been Star Trek stuff. That would have been awesome. This is the worst space probe I've ever had. Hey, where are you putting that?
Zert.
All right, great. All right, Daryl, you're here to do one last day of Breaking Bad trivia, because we didn't have one Thursday. And so we wanted to do four in a row, four trivia questions about Breaking Bad, since you just finished that series, just to take us out of the normal Trek nerd space. And that's what we're doing today. Before I get to that, though, we've been provided with a mashup. I haven't heard this, so who knows? Probably wiener jokes. Here it is.
It's like against the law to think you're the shit. Cuba.
That's Cuba. What do you say, Cuba?
Cuban.
Cuban City Goober.
Where I go in and I pick the balls, breaking the balls in. When I pick those balls out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them, you know, putting any air in them, taking any air out. To me, those balls are perfect.
Oh, man, that was the press conferences to end all press conferences this last week. Belichick Ballgate. Is the best. Where's his? I have his right here.
Deflategate. Ballgate.
His goes like this.
I've handled dozens of balls over the past week.
I don't doubt it, Bill Belichick. I don't doubt it. All right. Well, Daryl, we are really, really,
really, really
excited to have you on the show to answer this Breaking Bad question. Warning again, these are spoilery, these questions. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, like some kind of psychopath, then you don't want to hear this. But I'm going to go ahead and read it now. To those who do,
especially
you've been warned.
This one. This one's very spoilery, I think.
So here we go. Lydia Rodarte. How do you say her middle name? Rodarte Quayle.
Rodarte, yeah.
The Rodarte. Lydia is who we're talking about. You know, sure. Lydia. Lydia, what, how's that song go? Anyway.
Lydia. Something tattooed lady.
Landry have it on his phone or something?
Yeah, that was his ringtone whenever Lydia would call.
That's awesome. All right. Was the head of logistics at Madrigal Electromotive. It's a terrible company name now that I think about it. She provided Gus with methylamine, sorry. A key ingredient in the meth. She would later work with Walt. She tries to get Walt killed before this, Walt slips some ricin into a packet of sweetener. What kind of sweetener does Lydia use with her tea?
Oh, yay, I finally know
this one. I was going to say, this is a very easy one, especially if you've just seen.
Yeah, it feels like it sticks out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it totally does.
Like the turtle. A, Splenda. Splenda, B, NutraSweet, C, Stevia, or D, Equal. Now, while you think about which one of those it is, you probably do know what it is, but hold on, where's my freaking thing? Hold on. We need to play one. I don't even know. What are we doing? We haven't even talked about it. All right.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Much a foodie.
I don't know what we're doing.
We still have that big tall box from Anne Frost. Oh, How about something out of there?
Yeah, I like it.
Perhaps the Snacku rice crackers, vegetable flavored.
Snackadoo! Hold on, let me pull it up. Oh, gosh. All right.
There's a lot of good stuff in here.
Oh, yeah, rice crackers. Let's do those. They're green.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's do those. Daryl, you got those?
I have them.
All right, this is Regent Brand Snacku. Rice crackers, vegetable flavored. It says on the back they are, real nutritional facts, so this is good.
They smell like celery.
Do they really?
They're vegetable flavored. That's an interesting vegetable for them to choose to flavor it or smell it like.
It's also really hard to open.
Oh, it is. Wow, you just can't pull the...
Ooh, it does.
...corners apart.
No, that isn't celery. That's like... Oh. I don't know what that is. That's OR feet. That's what that is.
OR feet.
OR feet. Operating room feet. Okay, well... No, I don't know about these now. I don't like the smell of these. All right, look, you guys. Color. They look like little, like...
Green Cheetos.
Green
they
Cheetos.
Do look like green Cheetos. Green Cheeto, not Don Cheetos.
No. No.
That's not a good color either, really.
No, and it stinks. Okay, here we go. Oh, they don't taste bad.
They taste like chicken bouillon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they That's all right. do. That's weird.
I don't hate it.
No.
Huh.
I don't know exactly what vegetable flavor they're going for, but...
The chicken vegetable.
That's not bad.
Right.
Okay, I don't hate those. I thought I was going to hate them. Because I don't like the smell at all, but yeah, they taste really good. That's an odd thing to have it smell so different than it tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Japan, you're always...
Thank goodness.
Do you hear that? There's some rumors going around. They're going to shut down any trade of chocolate from... other countries to America, like Europe and I
oh no
Asia.
Really
yeah so you won't be able to get those awesome Kit Kats anymore
the Kit Kats and the Ritter Sports and
I don't know if it's passed or if it's some part of some bill or I don't know what's going on. Someone just mentioned it in on Twitter just briefly.
Wow.
And as we know on Twitter,
that guy on Twitter lied,
so I don't believe it.
I don't like this at all.
I'm not happy about it. All right. Well, we've done that. Thank you so much. We'll continue with that box. Good stuff in there, by the way. This is, we like weird things, and there they are. Mm-hmm. Daryl, birthdays. I assume we still have just Star Trek birthdays, weirdly, in the Breaking Bad trivia.
Yep.
All right.
Saturday was David Gerald's birthday. He wrote The Trouble with Tribbles, and he's 71.
Ah, still with us.
Yep.
Nice.
Wow, he must have been young when he wrote that.
Oh, he was really young.
20s. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. Yeah, that's crazy. All right. That's cool. Wow, that's awesome. So I assume he had a long career, storied career in script writing. Or did he just get lucky?
Scripts and books, lots of books.
All right. Well, good for him. May he ever reign as the guy what brought a little fun to Star Trek, I would argue.
And lots of furry balls.
Mm-hmm. Lots of furry balls. Ice worm, cut that one right out. All right, let's get back to your question. Lydia gets poisoned by Walt there, and it's one of these sweeteners had the ricin put in it. It is either Splenda, NutraSweet, Stevia, or Equal. What do you say?
Well, all of these taste kind of yucky to me and chemically. But the one that I actually like, and they make a green bottled Coca-Cola with this in it, is actually pretty good.
Mm.
And that sweetener is Stevia.
Stevia, originally founded by a guy named Steve. All right, well, let's find out. If you're right, is it Stevia?
Congratulations.
Oh, very nicely done.
You're a winner.
Is it Stevia or Stevia?
Stevia.
Okay. He puts the rice in there. She calls Todd to see if Walt is dead, not knowing that Jesse has killed him. Walt answers Todd's phone and tells Lydia everyone is dead and that she's been poisoned. Here's a clip of that happening. Well, we really are spoiling here.
Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Is it done? Is he gone?
Yeah, it's done. He's gone. They're all gone.
Todd, who is this?
It's Walt. How are you feeling? Kind of under the weather? Like you've got the flu? That would be the ricin I gave you. I slipped it into that stevia crap that you're always putting in your tea. Oh, my God. Well, goodbye, Lydia.
Oh, my gosh. Such an awesome scene. I missed that show. I'm going to have to watch it again. I'm going to watch it again. All right, Daryl, good job. Way to go. You have only gotten one of your Breaking Bad questions right. But that means tomorrow back to Star Trek and back to reality. Back to life. Daryl is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And now, why don't you play a game with us?
Okay, let's just keep doing flags, I guess. Right. Was this a flag that was on Star Trek or not on Star Trek?
I don't give a shit.
All right, that's our theme. Another flag one. All right, go.
The U.S. flag.
Jeez.
Did that ever appear on Star Trek?
I want to say I saw it in First Contact or something. I also think I've seen it in episodes of Star Trek where they're back in time. Like,
oh, interesting.
Yeah. Or like even the movie, the whale movie. I'm pretty sure I saw a flag. Mm-hmm. So I think we say, yeah, the flag.
It has to have appeared. Yeah, I think you're right. All right.
It's appeared in Star Trek. What do you say, Daryl?
Well, not only that, it was on a TOS episode, The Omega Glory, with big, huge flag right in front of the camera, and they recited the, I don't know, Pledge of Allegiance or something.
Oh, really? Wow.
Or read the Constitution or some weird thing.
Oh, all right. So even earlier than I was thinking. Ah, we got Daryl by like this or something. What was I going to say? I don't know. The guy on Twitter lied.
The guy on Twitter lied.
All right.
News. Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news brought to you by...
Do you enjoy Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
Check out On the Stack, the Magic the Gathering podcast with the Tadpool's very own Mike Iceworm and Todd Warcrusher. Each episode, they discuss the latest in Magic the Gathering news, talk strategy, review the latest decks, answer your questions, and more. Find us at iceworm.org/magic or on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also follow the show on Twitter @StackShow, and we'll see you on the Stack.
Stack Show is a cool Twitter name.
It really is.
Yeah, nicely done there, Ice Worm.
It's a good name. Good show name.
I'll go quickly through this first one. A worm was found in a chicken McNugget at a British McDonald's.
Ew.
Yeah, speaking of hairy things, this British woman, we've already done her, haven't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Chicken McNuggets provide too much flavor for British woman who's used to much bland of food. Excelsior.
Yeah, that's a real delicacy over there, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Anyway, took a bite out of a chicken McNugget and nearly lost her lunch after seeing what looked like a worm in the middle of the McNugget. She had a stomach-turning discovery after she got a Happy Meal for her 4-year-old daughter. Her daughter Emily wasn't hungry, so Sanders decided to eat the breaded chicken pieces. Oh, they call them breaded chicken pieces. That's funny.
So was it her daughter's meal? Like, should her daughter get the free replacement chicken McNugget meal?
See? So once we've... Look at us. A rip from today's headlines, Brian.
That's right.
Anyway, she says, I took a bite of the chicken nugget and it tasted odd, she told the Tarnworth Herald. I suddenly saw a pink stringy thing hanging down and spat the rest of the nugget into the bag. I couldn't believe it. I felt sick. Ooh. That's an awful accent that I affected.
It's Adele. Yeah. Apparently it was Adele at the...
It was a worm in me nugget. All right.
Oh, blimey.
Brian, I have good news for you. Good news, Brian.
All right, okay.
The court has ruled a man can pee all over his floor if that's what he wants.
I like how the court sounds like his wife. If that's what you want.
Yeah, if that's what you want, fine. It's your floor. Pee on it. A German court. Oh, good. A German court has ruled that a tenant who liked to pee standing up doesn't owe his landlord money for any damages apparently caused by splashing or missing the target altogether. The Dusseldorf Administrative Court rejected the landlord's claim of 1,900 euros, that's $2,200 US, for allegedly damaging the bathroom's marble floor, the DPA ruled on Thursday. Hank, this guy's name is... Judge Stefan Hank ruled the man's method was in the cultural norms, saying despite the increasing domestication of men in this context, urination standing is up to common practice, yeah.
So, okay, despite the increasing domestication of men in this context, so as men become more domesticated, they spend less time peeing standing up.
They're going to sit more, I guess. This judge is making quite the assumption, I think, about the future of mankind.
Right, exactly.
That's a weird thing, I think. Judge Hanks further said that the tenant could have expected regular conflicts with those he lived with, yeah? But not the bathroom marble floor would be damaged. Said it would not be damaged.
What's the deal with this guy's pee that damages marble?
It is very caustic. We must study it and use it against our enemies. I don't know. Who knows? It's weird. HelloFresh.com sponsoring the show. Oh, man. I can tell you, after 2 days of really not eating at all and then being told I can eat whatever I want. Because the worry was if they did like some kind of biopsy or something, you had to still go a couple days of like liquid diet and stuff. Sure. But he said, nope, eat what you want. Go to Four Guys. Go to Four Guys.
It's the fifth guy provides that mayonnaise stuff that you don't want on there.
Yeah, that's too thick and not good. Even without that stuff, that burger's still like 700 calories. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to get the...
Oh, so good, though.
You got to get the children's version.
It was so good.
The junior, whatever they call it.
Junior.
We
named the dog Indiana. So I went and I did that and I ate it and it was great. But I thought to myself, boy, this isn't quite like as good as something HelloFresh might send me. And that's true. Go to HelloFresh.com right now. See what fantastic recipes are on deck this week. Get those farm fresh ingredients sent straight to your door. And in 30 minutes or less, you have a fantastic meal. Save 50% for first time customers by using the code MORNINGSTREAM. All one word. That's MORNINGSTREAM at HelloFresh.com.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
The 13-year-old son of my good friend Ken was recently diagnosed with glioblastoma multiforme, a rare brain cancer. The outlook is not good. Please help his family by going to tinyurl.com/helpphilip. That's Philip with one L, to donate. If you can't donate, prayers are appreciated.
Oh, 13. Dude, 13.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. Like, I was all belly aching when I was hungry and I, you know, was on Gatorade diet and all that. And I, that's when I got this, saw this and to do a segment. And I went, what am I worried about?
Yeah, put things in a different perspective when you hear about these.
Yeah, I got to quit being such a
puss. Things.
SAG Awards happened. Briefly, Birdman ran away with the top prize, took the 21st Annual Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Ensemble in a Motion Picture. Even though Michael Keaton was upset by Eddie Redmayne in the Outstanding Lead Actor category. What was Redmayne in? I forget now.
The Theory of Everything.
Oh, right.
Stephen Hawking. He's right. A Stephen Hawking impersonator.
Yeah, right. Some people are complaining about that. That, really? That what he's doing is an impersonation and not a performance. That
what?
But they always
you
say this
say
about
that about any biography. Oh, yeah. Boy, Benedict Cumberbatch's impersonation of Alan Turing is not very on the money.
Doesn't really pass the Turing test, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
Zing. Zach Galifianakis. Zach Galifianakis. Tough actin' Zanactin. Tough actin' with my John Madden burning feet. Looks unrecognizable and incredibly skinny and thin at the 2015 SAG Awards. You got to click that link to see it. If you didn't
Holy
see the awards,
cow.
That doesn't even look like him.
No, he really doesn't. He did this on Saturday Night Live when he was the host the first time. Is that he?
There's video for some reason. Anyway,
halfway through the show or three quarters of the way through the show, he actually shaved between a couple of skits, and so he came out for the second skit completely shaven.
That would throw you off too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Well, this is what I think he says something here.
I'm Zach Galifianakis. I'm an actor.
That's it. Nice.
He's funny. You got to give him that. I didn't pay attention to the SAG stuff at all. I guess that's just like giving each other awards, right? Like that's the Guild of Directors and Actors. And
the
Screen
Actors Guild Awards. Yeah, and it's usually a good barometer for the Oscars as well.
Hmm.
And I talked to Icewarm. We are going to do an Oscar pick thing again this year.
I thought we were already doing
another contest. Two contests going on at the same time.
Wasn't that already going? Oh, no, you're right. You're right. We talked about it, but then, so that's coming too.
Yes.
Watch for that, everyone. And the details I have today about the 30-second thing are mostly kind of structure of how the films will be. We'll have dates and when it ends and all that probably tomorrow. Cool. But we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, as far as SAGs go, I don't, like... So you got your Oscars. Those are your big. That's your big show.
Mm-hmm.
Globes are probably second, I would guess. Then
SAG,
and then that's it. What else is?
Then you've got the Critics' Choice Movie Awards. You've got the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh yeah, I forgot about those.
You've got
those are so dumb. It's like best performance by a shiny car.
Right, exactly. Best fight scene. Yeah,
I haven't seen that in ages. I think the last one I actually saw was the one where they had Howard Stern with as Butt Man or Fart Man or whatever.
Oh, geez.
He had the bare butt cheeks. That was ages ago. It was like 20 years ago. I just don't pay attention to MTV anymore.
Yeah. Well, for us, 2/3 of the people they trot out on stage are people that we haven't heard of. Is she in one of those dystopian future teenage movies where they have to kill each other or die or...
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So... I was going to share something with you. Feel like when that doctor pulled away in the Tesla Roadster.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure this is what I heard. Right here. Wait for it. Oh, come on, bring it. Oh, it's going to take a while. Waiting for David Caruso to take his sunglasses off and have it go, yeah!
Right, exactly.
Or is that the other CSI? Do I have that mixed up?
No, the David Caruso was on the...
Yeah, but which one had that song? Which one
was on the Vegas one? He was on the Miami, right. CSI Miami, and that was where they used that.
Okay, so this is a different one. That's the CSI Vegas. Right.
Vegas uses Who Are You?
Oh, that's right.
CSI Miami uses Won't Get Fooled Again.
So what is CSI Cyber using? Do we know yet?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
What did CSI New York use? Was it
CSI Cyber Division? CSI New York. New York had this. So that was New York.
Bob O'Reilly?
Mm-hmm. And then Cyber. Oh, I guess they don't have Cyber intro yet.
Oh, they don't know yet?
They just have a trailer. Let's see.
This is Agent Ryan.
Cyber Crimes Division.
Here we go.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, I can see for miles.
I can see for miles. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
I'm not really interested in that show, but whatever. Because they're going to get it wrong, dude. It's going to be the net, the show. That's right. What that should be called.
I mean, you can look at CSI Vegas and all their kooky technology about Enhance. Oh, that'll make it sharper when you're looking at a grainy security camera piece of footage.
Yep.
But if we enhance...
Yep.
Unsharp mask. Oh, look how clear it is. I can see the name on his badge.
Should be the net the movie. That's what they should call it.
Right.
All right. Well, tweakedaudio.com is here to tell you that you can put those earbuds in and listen to that show when it comes out, I suppose. I don't know why you'd want to, but hey, you could, and do it in high fashion at tweakedaudio.com. Check out their audio accessories, earbuds, and whatnot. Go there and purchase them. Save some money, 33% off any order, using the code STREAM at tweakedaudio.com. Lifetime warranty on everything. Go check them out, tweakedaudio.com and the code STREAM. Brian, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Steven, I think Veronica, although I've not heard from her, so I don't know what's going on. She may be flying and traveling and who knows. But we'll find out. She's a very busy lady. That's just how it is. And I called her a lady. I know she used to be a girl, but she's a lady now. She's in her 30s. She's a lady. She's married. She's a lady.
Okay.
She's all Lady right. Veronica. All right.
Lady Veronica.
Welcome, children everybody. Yes. So we'll get to all that in a minute. But before we do that, Brian usually brings music, and I have to imagine today's no different.
Today is no different indeed. Jeff wrote in and said, "Hey, Scott and Brian, I would like to request a song for my 25th birthday. I'm a big fan of the Portal games, so I would love a cover of the song Still Alive. Thanks for the show, guys." Signed, Jeff.
No.
Well, happy to provide the show and happy birthday. Happy 25th birthday. It's a good one. That, you know, may not be the monumental thing that 18 and 21 are, but 25. It's good.
Yeah.
Well done. You're
I agree.
A quarter of a decade old.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how about another version of Still Alive? One that I don't think we've played on the show before. This one comes from Jonathan's 2011 album, Artificial Heart, or at least was released in time with that. No, I think this was the version included actually on that album. And it features Jonathan Colton providing backup vocals and, of course, his instrumentation with a different vocalist. The vocalist is Sarah Quinn, who... maybe people don't recognize by that name, but they would certainly recognize her as the second half of the sister group, Tegan and Sarah.
Oh,
she's the Sarah of Tegan and Sarah.
I hear a lot of that because Kim's still watching freaking Grey's Anatomy, and they kind of got their big blowout on there. Like that was their big first exposure to mainstream audiences. Yeah.
Right. And it is kind of weird hearing just Sarah, because usually when you do hear the two of them, you hear the two of them together and you hear their harmonies or, you know, going back and forth with vocals. But love hearing this. And it's a great version. It starts out with a little theremin provided by Mr. Colton, I believe. It is Still Alive by Jonathan Colton and Sarah Quinn.
Awesome. Here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. And threw every piece find someone else to help you. Maybe Black Mesa. That was a joke. And moist. Look at me still talking when there's science to do. When I look out there, it makes me glad I'm not you. I've experiments to run. There is research to be done on the people who are still alive. And believe me, I am still alive. I'm doing science and I'm still alive. I feel fantastic and I'm still alive.
Married Doug, I would still be pursuing my music, definitely. I would probably be, you know, still involved in acting and, you know, learning that. And but yeah, you know, I probably would be down the same path that I am now, but I wouldn't have been blessed with this gift of, you know, great success so you know, early on.
Pretty Designs.
This is the Morning Stream, where you get to be the man.
Yep, we're back.
Yes. Did I really say quarter of a decade for...
You might have.
Okay. Sorry, I meant quarter of a century. I do know math. I do know years.
Yeah. I think decade just, you know, whatever. It kind of rolls off the tongue. I understand.
Yes.
All right. Here we
are.
Those
of you who were paying attention in the video stream got to see me shove two snackoos up my nose.
Oh, what? I missed that. How did I miss that? Crap.
I don't know, but now I'm not going to do it again.
Damn it. I would have really enjoyed seeing that, if I'm being truthful.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to add to this conversation.
That's what the streamers get.
One Steven Schleicher. Get him in here. Talk about what's up, man. What's up with the world of things. Welcome to the program from the far off plains of Kansas. one Steven Schleicher. Hi, Steven.
Hello, how are
you? Dude, you sound better. Are you feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
quite
good.
A bit better.
Because, you know, he had the flu thing, and then his kid came home with a new one, and then he got that. Like, you just keep get hammered and hammered. That's what happens when you have little kids. There's just no way around
little
it.
Little dirty kids.
Yeah. I remember that. I used to get sick all the time with the kids because they bring it home.
Yep.
Doesn't happen anymore, though. I don't know what... It's like our immune systems have hardened into a cold shell because this year...
Well, I think it's because as kids get older, hopefully they learn how to blow their nose and not cough
hands.
Into people's faces and all right. that kind of stuff.
Good point. Yeah. You got to work on that. Not you. I mean, people in general.
No, maybe me too. I'm not shoving anything up my nose this morning.
That's
but.
Right. Well, Steven is, of course, hails from all the way from majorspoilers.com. Clear over on the internet there. like there's some distance on that site. Anyway, he covers all kinds of great things like pop culture, comics, movies, and so on. And today we're going to talk about a few things. And it's great because the stuff you've listed, I feel like since we didn't have you last week, we've got a little backup here.
I get it.
Tell me what's going on with the Marvel Universe and Secret Wars and all that, because apparently this is pretty seismic, and I hear a lot of talk
this
happening.
This is a pretty big deal, and a lot of people are either upset or overjoyed. I can't tell which, but last week, the 20 whatever it was, Marvel announced what the big deal was with this Secret Wars. They've announced a number of things over this summer that are coming up that kind of seem like a rehash of things that have gone on before. But Tom Brevoort went ahead and spilled the beans last week and said, "We are ending the Marvel Universe, the 616, and the Ultimate Universe as you know it."
Wow. What does that mean?
And so people flip their lid. So essentially what's happening is some cosmic event happens, and it forces all of the different Marvel universes to coalesce into one thing called Battle World.
All right.
Please let it be the Beyonder. Please let it be the Beyonder.
I don't know if it's the Beyonder because I haven't seen his name pop up yet.
Oh, God, I hope not.
But... But the heroes have 8 hours to figure it out, or their universe is over as they know it.
So when you say it combines them, is it we're going to get heroes from all the different universes all clumped
up?
Okay.
You're going to see like Miles Morales fighting alongside Captain America, fighting alongside, you know, whoever else. Right now, they're really only talking about 616 and the Ultimate Universe. But they said all of the universes, and I know that there's more than just one.
Yeah, in the video they showed the Days of Future Past universe, the Age of Apocalypse universe, Future Imperfect.
Only in comics can they get away with this.
Right. Well, it's basically Crisis on Infinite Marvels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is really a great way to clean things up.
It is.
And I don't know if you've still been reading the Ultimate Universe religiously, Brian, or not. I kind of drifted away a few years ago. But, you know, when they did their big ultimatum event, that's when they should have closed up shop. Although they did get Miles Morales out of that. So that's kind of a cool thing. But I think we're just going to see everything collapse into one universe. You're going to see Miles Morales interacting with Superior Spider-Man and Doc Ock Spider-Man and Gwen Stacy Spider-Woman and all that stuff. So,
and it's this is basically another kind of result of this is that this big death of Wolverine that they've been talking about, here's an easy way for them to bring him back. Well, right, we'll just pull in alternate universe Wolverine.
Although I don't know. I think there is no Wolverine in the Ultimate Universe, if I remember. I think he's dead. But, you know, there is a series going on right now called Wolverines. It's a weekly series. And in the very first issue, Mr. Sinister, stole Wolverine's adamantium encased body and says, oh, I can do something with this. And he also took Dawkins' arm and all that stuff. So, who knows what's going to happen, but I think that was your entryway into the return of Wolverine.
You know what I would love? No one's ever going to do this, but I would like one of these, all these universes colliding series, either DC or Marvel, to be the only differences. Because you know, I always talk about if there's really infinite universes, that means there's some really, you know, different ones, but also there's infinite ones that are really close. There's only a few changes. So it'd be great if they just combined them all where it was like, in this universe, it's Wolverine, it's Jean Grey, it's all the normal X-Men. But they're combining their forces with this other universe where the only difference is everybody's got a mustache. And that's the only difference.
Evil goatee, Scott Summers universe, basically.
Other than that, same freaking people, same powers, no changes, same world they live in. You know, maybe the president has only one testicle. That's the only difference.
That's funny. Oh, this is the way, I mean, basically, this gives them carte blanche to bring anybody back into the regular Marvel universe.
Yeah,
Professor X, Jean Grey, the Phoenix Jean Grey.
Right. My biggest concern is that they're going to do away with a lot of changes that they've done. We've seen the female Thor come in. We have seen Sam become Captain America. The Falcon become America. Captain America. Yeah. Well, the easy thing would be is one of these alternate universes has a white Captain America, and we simply bring him in to replace the Falcon Captain America. And we're back to status quo.
Right.
That's my biggest concern.
Well, there it is. I'm very excited, though. I actually kind of like these things. So
DC has their own thing going on. It's called Convergence. I'm not sure it's as ground-shaking as Secret Wars, but it comes out in April, I think, is when it begins.
Well, everybody online saying it's going to suck.
Convergence, probably.
Just remember this right here. Hold on. No, I can't find it. Here it is.
That guy on Twitter lied.
All right. Don't worry about that guy on Twitter.
Excuse me.
All right, cool. CBS finds a Supergirl. We got a Supergirl. Yeah. Sweet. Who is it?
So her name is, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It is Melissa Benoist, who's been on Glee. She's been cast as Supergirl for the CBS series. It's going to be an hour-long drama series that CBS has given a series commitment to, so we don't have to worry about a failed pilot or anything like that that we saw with Wonder Woman. But this should be interesting. It's about a 24-year-old Kara Zor-El who comes to Earth from Krypton. She came a little bit later than her cousin Superman. Her ship was not as fast as Superman's ship.
She's renowned.
She had to stop and ask for directions.
She's kind of a renowned brunette. Do you think she goes blonde for this?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, okay. So in the comics, there is this thing with the hidden identity, and this is Silver Age stuff, where she used to wear a brown wig so people didn't know she was Supergirl. Then she'd take the wig off and go blonde to be Supergirl. So they may do something like that, or she may just go completely blonde.
Okay. Well,
here's the interesting thing about this. This show is being produced by Greg Berlanti, who also does The Arrow and Flash over at the CW. Now, for sure, we know Supergirl is going over to CBS, but there's been a lot of rumor and talk that they may share the same universe on two different networks. Greg Berlanti has been very, he hasn't been committed to that. He just says, oh, you know, there could be crossovers and this may be a shared universe between them.
That'd be great. God,
I think that's really cool. It's something that I've been talking about for a while, that it'd be, especially like in The Flash, how cool it would be if we find out that Barry Allen's father is really the Flash from the 1990s Flash TV series over on CBS, and that it's just part of this big multiverse. And then DC could say, well, Gotham is part of a multiverse over on Fox, and they could do a whole bunch of things with that.
Yeah, well, she looks like she has what it takes, so bring it on. Let's do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's make us some Supergirl. Is it a Supergirl? I mean, this is, so when you say CBS, though, and correct me if I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, we're talking about CBS, the big eye.
The straight thing, not the CB or the CW, where it's their combined thing with Warner Brothers. All right.
Nope, definitely CBS.
Simon Pegg is writing Star Trek 3.
Yay.
I assume he'll also be in it.
I would assume so. I mean, I would certainly write myself into Star Trek 3.
This is an all Scotty edition of Star Trek.
Very Scotty heavy.
We have four Scotty stories going on all at once.
The only concern that anyone probably has, I don't have any. I think that sounds great. We know we can write, but is it going to be a goofier Star Trek? Like a little lighter hearted? I mean, they're already kind of lighthearted, so I don't know.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of intense drama that's in there. A lot of people have suggested maybe he's doing an adaptation of Mudd's Women, which was a very funny episode of Star Trek, so... That would be perfect for Simon Pegg to write.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And do you think Nick Frost would be... Is there any doubt that if he does that, Nick Frost would be Mudd, right?
Of course he would. Holy crap, that'd
be great. Now,
of course,
he's not directing, but I mean, just writing it is a big step forward.
Right. Well, that's exciting. Also exciting, Bryan Singer has embattled director, who, by the way, you don't hear much about that, his accusation or the accusations against him anymore since Bill Cosby took all the limelight away from that.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that timing necessarily.
Not necessarily.
It did disappear pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, and there was some question of whether the person pulled out on his lawsuit or not. So.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, there's a bunch of weird stuff there. But he announced some... New mutants. Well, not new mutants. New actresses and actors to play existing mutants. So we have a replacement, most notably Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa Stark in HBO's Game of Thrones, to step in the role of psychic Jean Grey. That's a pretty good call right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a kind of a brilliant fit. I wonder if they'll let her be British or if she'll have to English up that accent. I don't know. Or American up that accent, I guess.
American it up,
say. Ororio, I never say that name right.
Storm.
Double Storm. Ororio.
Yeah. Storm to be played by Alexandra Shipp. And I don't know who she is. Who's she?
I don't know. She played Aaliyah I think, movie or TV show. I don't know which one.
Mm.
But all of these.
Drumline.
Yeah.
Just looking to see if there's anything else. Tiffany on Ray Donovan.
She's very young. She looks like she's about 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They all look very young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of the deal.
This story's set in the 80s, so if you're following along from First Class, that would probably put them at a younger age.
Oh my gosh. I just realized who the kid is who's going to play Scott Summers. That's very exciting to me. So this Ty Sheridan kid, he's really young. Like born in 96. Jeez. Wow. He is playing Scott Summers, and he was amazing in Mudd, 2012's Mudd.
Oh, yeah. With, what's his name? All right.
Yeah,
Matthew McConaughey.
He plays the kid, kind of the opposite actor. The actor plays opposite of McConaughey in that movie.
Oh, he was really also good in Tree of Life that I just watched a week ago as one of the young brothers.
I'm sorry.
You should watch
Boyhood. Same
that's
idea.
What I'm watching. That's
done
what I'm watching.
Far better.
Yeah.
No, this was one of the Zach on Films that we watched.
And it was bad, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah,
everyone I've talked to hates that movie.
I really do.
Does anyone like it? I mean, Tree of
Life.
So this is interesting. The kid who's playing Oscar Isaac, who's playing Apocalypse in that, is also playing Poe Dameron in the Star Wars episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he's I forget.
Like two huge,
huge year for that kid.
It's going to be the Chris Evans of 2015.
This is one of those where you want to just take all that money and bank it and not do anything with it and just live off the interest for it.
Oh, yeah. This article put up by Ashley Robinson.
Yep.
Friend of the program, obviously working there with Steven on stuff.
Ensign Williams.
Yeah, Ensign Williams.
They are in, I know they were doing set construction just yesterday on the second season of Red Shirt Diaries.
And I think I can drop just a hint that they may be doing something cool at Nerdtacular. I'm just saying.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Hope so.
Well, that's all very exciting. I mean, it is time for the new guard, right? You can't have Famke Janssen be Jean Grey forever.
You can't have, yes, exactly.
As much as I'd like her to be. I mean, you know, that leads me to think that, because this is all part of the Days of Future Past crew, right? Like those guys presumably would stay on. You'd still have Fassbender and...
Yeah, and they're listed in the cast. I mean, it's going to be the McAvoy mm-hmm. X-Men,
yeah.
And he's probably going to be recruiting. You know, so it's going to be the 80s. They're going to do all the 80s cliche stuff, the mm-hmm. off-the-shoulder sweatshirts, leg warmers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Aurora's going to be working at a video store, mm-hmm. VHS video store.
Oh, God. I don't know.
But, so it's going to be him going out and recruiting the next class. Yeah.
There won't be any, you know, flashbacks or flash forwards or anything, because Patrick Stewart has confirmed that he and Ian McKellen are not in this next movie.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's fine with me. He doesn't need to be. I didn't like him in the new X-Men movie, and I love Ian McKellen. Think he's awesome, but I don't think you can have him walk out with his hands in the air making metal stuff do stuff anymore. I just think it looks weird. Mm-hmm. It looks like Grandpa is having a bad dream.
To me, my Walker.
And I love old people, and I love him, and I think he's great, and forever be Gandalf. But I just don't want him coming out going, "I'm going to bring these two cars together. You shall not," you know, I can't do it anymore. I think we're done with him. All right. What else? That's it. I think that's a mouthful, man. That's a lot of good stuff. Majorspoilers.com, of course, where all this can be found and more. Steven, you got anything going on right now you want people to be aware of?
Just check out our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. We'd love to have a lot of people subscribe to that, but a lot of videos over there and more on the way.
And highly produced, very well done stuff. So
if you
like good YouTube content, folks, then look no further than the Major Spoilers YouTube channel. Steven Schleicher, Major Spoilers on Twitter. Have a great day. I'm glad you're feeling well.
Yeah, me too.
Bye now.
See you, Steven. So a few people in the chat room also suggesting that we should have Dazzler, since the movie is going to take place probably right in the disco era.
Mm-hmm.
We should have we should get a Dazzler cameo or a
I agree.
Something.
What
right?
about Jubilee? How about that?
No Jubilee.
Okay. How about...
You just leave her out altogether.
How about Angel? Let's get some Angel up in here.
We had Angel.
Who?
We had...
Well, yeah, but we need
Ben
to...
Ben Frost.
Well, we need to redo him. We need... That, yeah. He was on there for like 5 minutes, said like one word, and then left.
Agreed. Yeah, and since he was one of the original X-Men, I guess they had the alternative Angel, which was the woman with the kind of the lace wings.
Oh, right. That's true. I just like the idea of a great big winged dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Feathery, big old feathery winged, rich, spoiled brat dude.
Featherman. That's what I want. It's Featherman.
Perfect, yes.
I have no sign of Veronica, so I've not heard. I guess we won't have her. But I do have a special, special thing for everyone today. Ooh. We have calls today. All calls, three of them, instead of emails, and they're brought to you by...
Still waking up for an 8 a.m. stream?
Yes.
Check out Transmission. Sorry, I should let you answer. Are you, Scott, are you still waking up for an 8 a.m. stream?
Yes.
Good for you. All Check right. out Transmission, a morning show covering robots, coffee, and everything else. Join brothers Kyle and Kenny every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Mountain Time to discover why you should never hire a cat engineer and how cold pizza can end friendships. Mm. Go to goodstuff.fm/transmission.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, man. You've got me so excited now. That I'm going to now play a call. We got phone calls. They come to us at 801-471-0462. That's the message place. The message place. Leave a message there.
Message place.
And we'll play it here. And we got one from somebody talking about Beware of Best Buy.
Hey, Scott and Brian. I'm sorry I'm a few days late. I was listening to Monday's episode where you were talking about Best Buy, and a gentleman called and said one thing. He always does price matching. One reason I will not shop at Best Buy anymore is they've recently instituted a policy where if you try to return something, they will scan the back of your driver's license and keep that information so they can track how often you return things. The only problem is it's not discriminating about what it scans. So in one place, they now have a copy of where if you paid with a charge card number, your driver's license number, your birth date, your name, and your home address. They seemed rather unfazed when I pointed this out to them, but I believe it was the last transaction I'll ever make because of that. Anyway, just wanted to point that out if you all hadn't heard about it. Have a good day.
Everybody wants your details.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You know, like, here's the problem. Everyone does. It's not just Best Buy. It's like anywhere you go. Do you remember back in the day at Radio Shack, you had to fill out that paperwork? Do you remember that?
Yes. Buying a battery. Okay, can I get your mailing address? No, I'm buying a battery.
Yeah, that was really weird. To this day, I don't think I ever saw anything quite like that, where you would you'd buy the smallest thing. It kept me from going there. Like, if you want to ask, you know, why Radio Shack's in trouble now, I don't know if it's because of this, but back in the day, if you weren't getting a lot of foot traffic, it's because every time you did anything, you made people fill out like a it was like a medical form. It wasn't a medical thing, but you know, you'd have to say where you lived and like have your driver's license written on there, and it was the weirdest thing. I still don't get that, but yeah, we live in an era. I hate to tell everyone this, but companies are trying to get your stuff. So if you want to avoid that, there are definitely places that who are more sensitive to that or less likely to do that. Oh, there's Veronica. She's on.
Ooh.
I'm going to add her. Sorry, I just saw this pop up mid-thought. All right, let's get this going. I need a thing, though. Hold on. Where is it? How about this? How about this one right here? How about this?
You're no mess with Lo Wang.
That's an old Tenchu moment. Veronica Belmont, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, man. I know you had an endoscopy. I had a colonoscopy.
Wow. Woo.
And together we met in the middle. And
dueling scopies.
Yours turned out good. Mine turned out good. The whole world's fine. it's good to have you on. Veronica comes on the show, talks Mondays about video games and what they mean in our lives. Not really, but we talk about video games, news and other stuff.
We should talk about that.
We probably should. We still haven't gotten together to play multiplayer What's a Hootsits. I meant to do that before.
That was 2 weeks ago. We said we were going to do that.
Yeah, that was mostly my fault, but we'll get it. We got that.
It's okay. I forgive you. You've had other stuff going on.
There have been things, yes. And so have you. But what's on your mind today? What's going on in the
Well, I don't even know if you guys have talked about this, but have you discussed the Elder Scrolls going... What is it? Buy to play?
Not yet.
Is that what we call the traditional model of buying a game and never having to play for it again?
Yeah. buy to play. It's really weird that they're referring to it like that, but I think it's because there's somewhat established norm in MMOs, primarily established by Guild Wars 2. I think they were the first to kind of do this, where you just pay the $49, you get your digital version, you play it. You can do in-game purchases, but the game is there in whole. And you just, you know, you'll buy expansions and things like that. And then Secret War is converted to that. And I guess that's what ESO is doing.
Yeah, they're kind of doing this ahead of the June 9th console launch. So, of course, that's going to be coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Mm. But PC players have been playing for a while already. We've been paying our monthly subscription. I was playing and then I canceled it because I wasn't going back to it. And I was like, oh, that's a lot of money. You know, I think my brain now is just much more in a place of I want to buy a game. And then play it as much as I want, and then, you know, not play it for a while, then go back to it and play it some more.
Totally agree. Yeah.
I think after my years of World of Warcraft, I kind of got tired of feeling pressured to play because I was paying for it.
Sure.
Right. So maybe this will bring me back. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think this is a better model for them, considering they've been kind of lagging with subs?
Well, it will bring me in. I didn't play it in the first place, mainly because so wrapped up in WoW generally that I was like, well, it really needs to be compelling. And I'm also, I don't want to be disappointed that it isn't Skyrim. And I had all these reasons why I kind of didn't go for it. But knowing that this is coming to this state now, I'm kind of back in. I'm interested. I want to play it, and I will play it. I played Guild Wars for the same reason and just recently got back in there to mess around a little bit. I was like, oh yeah, my character is doing whatever. And you realize, yeah, I don't have to do anything special. It's just my account. Download the client again, install this thing, get in the game and play. Mm-hmm. It's interesting though to see how they market this because, no MMO wants to admit that their subs are down or they haven't hit their goals or that they have to change their model. And the way that they've decided to do this is to kind of, blanket it in the console release a little bit and say, hey, this is all part of our, we're getting ready to launch it on consoles.
Yeah, I think totally perfect timing for them for this. I mean, it couldn't have been done a better way in my mind, because they're like, oh yeah, we have all these big changes. Let's just slip this other major change in there.
Yeah, this incredibly
huge
one.
Maybe you guys won't see that it's kind of a bad deal for us, but whatevs.
Well, even so I actually think this helps ensure they'll do better on consoles, because console players don't want to pay for things like, you know, PlayStation Plus or Xbox Live and then be expected to then tack on another $15 a month thing as right. part of that service. So in a way, this does really work in their favor there, because people are going to be far more willing to plunk down the one-time cost and to get really invested in the game and not worry about adding additional fees to their already kind of expensive monthlies on those things.
Yeah, but if you do want to continue paying a monthly subscription, they're going to have like a big premium plan where you get all the DLC for free, and you get like a basically an allowance of, mm-hmm. of crowns to buy stuff every month. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, there are some pluses if you want to still feel like you're better than everyone else.
Well, that's a cool way
you've
to do
put
it.
The money in. Yeah.
To offer up a subscription versus a pay once and just play it forever kind of thing. And I think that's, I don't know, I'd love to see more games offer that, where, oh, I'm really enjoying this game, I want every, you know, bit of content that they're going to release, and you jump in on a subscription, as opposed to, great, I bought this, I'm never going to play it again, why am I paying $13 a month for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably do that for Dragon Age, for example. You know, if they could just keep shoveling content into my face, I'd keep paying money for it.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. I would pay a lot. I'd play a lot more MMOs generally outside of World of Warcraft if they followed this model, because there's a much less barrier to entry. Yeah, you've got the initial cost, but you can have some fun there. You can play it like any other game you've spent money on, and maybe even only get 6 to 12 hours out of it like you would a standard game if that's all you wanted to play. But you feel like you got what you paid for. You don't feel that weird pressure like you were talking about.
Right, right.
I kind of wish the pay-to-play, if they're going to call it that, I kind of wish that was the MMO norm outside of... I mean, WoW's got what they've got, and they're 10 million strong again, and they're doing fine. But for everything else, which is the world we live in, it's WoW and everything else... I would be cool if the everything else quit trying to be all creative with pay models and just let me pay for the game.
Should I play WoW again?
I think you should play WoW.
Yes.
Again. I think Warlords of Draenor is incredible. It's the best thing they've done in years.
There's so much compelling content in this that it feels like, you know, you can, and there's enough in there you can say, you know what, I like this, I don't like that, I'll just focus on this, and there's still plenty of it to enjoy.
I feel overwhelmed.
Well, here's the best part. You get in, it's so funny, but I'm turning into advertise WoW mode right now, but you'll get into the game and you'll be presented with an opportunity to boost one of your characters or a brand new one. So let's say you're, I don't know, your cow lady Anima. One. Yeah. Anima.
You don't even remember her name.
Winema. It's been that
you
long.
Don't even remember her
I
name.
Know that's embarrassing. We ran so many times. I should remember that. But anyway, so Winema there, you can boost her to 90, which means all you can skip whatever you've, you know, like if you didn't play any Pandaria, miss the whole thing, you don't have to worry about that. You just start, you do the 10 levels of content, you start your garrison, you build your stuff, and boom, you're right back in where you were, and it's not overwhelming. There's like, it's not like there's some huge weird learning curve to do. You'll feel like you slipped right back in. You have those brand new sweet models to look at. I mean, the cow ladies look amazing now. Like it's a really cool game. It's come really far. There's a reason they jacked back from 10 or 7 million to 10 million like overnight.
Yeah. I do miss it. I miss hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
I miss my friends. Yeah, but anyway, we're off topic.
Yeah,
but,
we are a little bit. But it's good for ESO for having
par for the course here.
Yeah. I know. But good for them for having a way not a way out, but a way to go, a path to take and let that community continue to grow and be a thing. I mean, they're never going to be WoW numbers, and who is? No one. So I'm happy when I hear an MMO has got a plan, and this seems like they have a plan.
All right,
so
cool.
Good times for everybody. V, you always got a million things going on, but the one thing that is the most exciting potentially here as of late is that you and I might be able to join the DTNS staff once a week, if but only people would get their Patreon to the next goal level.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the show today. So if you want to hear a little sample of what Veronica on DTNS will sound like, tune in this afternoon and you'll find out. We're going to be talking, I think, about Cuba's hidden internet.
Mm. Ooh, I haven't even heard about this. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, they got like a secret like homebrew internet set up with like 9,000 users. It's pretty cool.
When I'm on the following week, I will talk about Cuba Gooding Jr.'s hidden internet, and it'll make it
real techie that one. Yeah. I had no idea. That
it'll be a great follow-up.
Giant nerd.
Cuban Sitting Jr. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Veronica Belmont, everybody. Veronica on Twitter is if you didn't know. Please follow her if you haven't. Have a great week. We'll see you next Monday.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. All right. Oops, I called her back. Didn't need to. There we go. She's quicker on the hang up than I am. By the way, if you ever want to meet somebody who hangs up real quick on people and you think I'm the lord of that,
yeah,
it's not. It's
you're
me.
Not the lord. You're saying Veronica's better at that than you?
She's the lordess of that, yeah.
Wow.
I've had phone calls that have gone so fast that I'm not even sure nanoseconds are the proper measurement.
Wow.
All right, Brian, we got more calls.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read a couple
more.
It's
still brought to you by goodstuff.fm/transmission.
Ah, bonus. Nice.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Back.
His one's for you, actually. Here you go.
All right.
Hey, question for TMS. Brian, do you have a podcast app recommendation for crap? I'm looking for something that supports Chapters because Coverville does the Chapter thing, and you guys were talking about it the other day, and would love one for Android. Android. That other one, the one you guys don't like. thank you. Looking forward to hearing from you. Bye.
Well, what do you like, man?
That's a good question. I'm looking to see. I know Downcast is what I'd recommend on iOS devices. I'm looking to see what there's like Smart Player or there's something I put on my neighbor's phone because she wanted to listen to Coverville. And I'm wondering if it supports Chapters as well. I guess the question should go out to anybody out there who does listen to Coverville on an Android device and get Chapters. Maybe somebody in the.
But you told me Downcast does, and
Downcast does. Overcast does not.
What's that older one that everybody was all hot on for a while, and then no one cared about? It was called Cast something Cast. They all had Cast in it.
They all have the word Cast in it.
That's right. I don't remember. Shoot, but I want to say that one did.
Yeah, and you know me and Mac Geek Gab guys and Adam Christensen from the MacCast, all still holding out on the Chapter thing. For Coverville, it seems like, you know, I mean, people who subscribe to it love being able to say, ooh, love that song. I want to go back and hear just that song again and just hit the back button. And instead of going to the previous show, it just goes to the beginning of the current song.
Yeah.
Same way, if they don't like something, they can fast forward or jump to the next thing without having to like listen and say, oh, yeah, all right, let me see if I can listen and find when this song ends and the next one begins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And oh, Apple, Instacast supports it, sorry.
Instacast, okay.
Yep, they support it as well. They
and better. Is that on Android?
It is. Hold on. Oh, nope, that's Windows. Nope. That's iOS only. Downcast
Genie says Pocket Casts.
Oh, yeah, Pocket Casts are both for. I don't know if that one supports Chapters, but it is on both ecosystems, so sure.
Let's see here.
It's so funny. I'm looking at a webpage that's rating all these, and the guy who grabbed the screenshots of all of them to show on his article, his battery's at like 4%.
Whoops.
It's cracking me up.
So Pocket Cast does support AAC files, and that is, you know, kind of the key thing with Chapter, with enhanced podcasts. And but it does not say if it supports Chapters. So, yeah, let us know. Get back to us and let us know if you do listen to one that does support it on Android. And if you're not sure, hey, why not go subscribe to Coverville, the AAC feed, and test it for us?
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Yep, there you go. bad. Not a bad idea. That's what I meant to say. Not a bad anything. All right. We got one more call. One more Best Buy call.
This is Steven from India, Idaho. I just want to tell you, for the Best Buy thing, they are actually making a lot of money off of the Geek Squad service. They really don't make any money off the computers themselves besides Apple products. Thank you.
Well, really, though? I mean, I understand the Geek Squad thing has a high profit margin. I get that. But they make money on everything else. It's not like they're losing money.
I can't imagine that they could survive on just the Geek Squad profits.
Yeah. Because if the Geek Squad thing's doing really well, why have Best Buy at all then? Why not just have Geek Squad stores or just do it online or something? I mean, they make money and they have a huge infrastructure and, you know, fulfillment system that puts products all over the country constantly on, you know, trucks and freight. And it's not like they make money. Trust me, they make money. And there's a reason why when you go in there and say, oh, that $60 thing I can get for $30 on Amazon and then they match it. Yeah, that eats their margin. They're still making money.
Mm hmm. Because you'll go in there and maybe while you're doing that price matching, you'll say, well, I guess I do need to get another lightning cable.
Yeah.
That's $29 or whatever.
Oh, geez. The Apple stuff. Those cables.
I know.
So ridiculous.
I know.
What we pay for those. Anyway, that's a funny thing. People are like, oh, I'm buying Apple computers. So expensive. No, the computers aren't expensive anymore. For what you get, they're kind of on par.
Right.
What you pay more for is backup cables and replacement.
Thunderbolt cables and lightning cables.
Oh, lightning cables, dude.
Yeah.
Someone's making bank on that. Who? Apple.
Yeah. You got to get on the, you're probably already on this, but the Stack Social every once in a while has a really good deal on MFI certified lightning cables. And I pick up really nice braided ones that, you know, don't get bent or twisted or anything like that for.
They work pretty well and they got good lengths on them and stuff. They're longer than.
$8. Yeah, 10 feet long.
Oh, good. That's what you really need. I forget how short. It's like somebody at Apple went, you know. These cables are pretty good, but I think we should make it about six inches to a foot shorter than it should be.
Yeah.
Just to mess with people.
Right.
That's how Steve would have wanted it to be. That's what they say. All right.
Why would anyone need a longer cable than 3 feet? Why?
Hey, once again, you can call us 801-471-0462. Leave us a message. We'll play it on the show. Our email address is themorningstream@gmail.com. The website is frogpants.com/TMS. You can find us on Twitter at Morningstream, at Scott Johnson, at Coverville.
That guy on Twitter lied.
All right. And that might be our new Twitter theme. And that's it. We're done. That's a show. Back tomorrow with Fitness Geek, Jury Duty, and more. And a whole week, man. We're not going anywhere this week. It's going to be a good week.
More turtle head stories just for you.
Mm-hmm. Hope you guys enjoyed that this morning. I know I didn't.
I certainly did.
I've laid myself bare. All right, Brian. Anything else from you? Oh, okay. Real quick on the movie thing.
The film festival.
So the film festival films will be 30 seconds long. That'll be the maximum you can submit. Mm-hmm. I suppose they can be under that, but 30 seconds maximum. The way we're going to do the way this is going to work is we're going to say that they have to include these two things. Okay, you ready for this?
Okay, yep.
They have to include a Sharpie in some context. Doesn't matter how you use it.
All right.
A Sharpie and the phrase, we can do this together.
Really?
We can do this together and a Sharpie, okay?
Wow, where did this this is great. Where did it come from?
I just thought of it last night.
I love it.
So the entire idea would be it's so this way instead of saying it's a theme like comic books or whatever.
Right. Well, Mornings Are Hard was our first one.
That was our free exactly. This one is more like you've got to have this one particular very specific object and this phrase used in some kind of context in your 30-second film. They can be submitted to us via YouTube. Whatever links work. I mean, these days, just YouTube, whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah. And we'll have all the ways you can submit it, what the deadlines will be, any other rules and that kind of stuff. I'm going to have that all worked out by tomorrow, Brian and I. So we'll talk about it tomorrow and let you guys know. But we're super excited.
I'm so excited about this. Big prize package.
Yeah, big prize package. The big package will include all kinds of cool stuff, which we'll also announce soon. So watch for that. All right, cool. Brian, let's now leave with music.
Okay. Right. How about something going out to Dan? Dear Sydney in Brisbane, January 26th is Australia Day. And to celebrate our great country, I was hoping you guys could play Axis of Awesome, 4 chords. Axis of Awesome is one of our great comedy bands, and this combo cover should be fun for everyone to hear. Thanks again for everything you guys do, and hope things keep getting better and better for you guys. Cheers, Dan from the Penal Colonies.
Nice.
So, yeah, happy Australia Day.
Mm-hmm.
To all of our listeners down under, I wonder if Kim Price still celebrates Australia Day.
I don't know. She may just give him the double backflip bird and run away. Maybe. I don't know what they do.
Yeah, maybe.
What, is it? Is that today or was that?
It is today.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, happy day.
So, Axis of Awesome. So, 4 chords. Basically, the premise for the song, because this is the studio version, so it doesn't have the banter that the live version has. Mm-hmm. But the story behind this is that there are a lot of songs out there, popular songs, that all use the same 4 chords in the same order, and it's awesome. And again, you learn these 4 chords, and you can play so many different songs. I probably should just limit my guitar rocksmith stuff to these 4 chords and see if I can do it. From their 2011 album Animal Vehicle, here are the Axis of Awesome and 4 chords.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
My life is brilliant, my love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? Forever young, I wanna be forever young.
I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you if I could. Then I would, I'd go wherever you will
and
go. Nobody wants to see us together, but it don't matter, no. Cause I got
Contrito, take me home to the place where I belong.
I'm your biggest fan, I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, Papa,
Rossi. Oh, I can't live with or without you. Pictures of me hung upon your wall for the world to see.
And she will be loved. Yeah, she will be loved.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah, Mama, this surely is a dream.
I come from a land down under, red, white, and blue. Funny things you do. America, America, this is you.
They say that Taylor was a good girl, never wanted to be late, complain, express ideas in her brain.
I need some love like I've never needed love before. I'm gonna make love to your baby.
Take on me
when I come around.
Take me on
when I come around.
I'll be gone when I want to. Save tonight.
Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
Here I am once again. I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one in my head. I see you all over me in my head. You fulfill my fantasy in my head.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Was one of us.
Tell me why'd you have to go make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like somebody.
I know it's just playing with me. Well, that's okay, cause I got no self-esteem. With a thousand eyes and a good disguise. Hit 'em right between the eyes. Hit 'em right between the eyes.
You're so beautiful. So damn beautiful.
Too late.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts.
It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
Can't read my, no he can't read my poker face.
Come on, Bobby, let's go party.
How long will I slide? Separate my double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, yeah, so intense.
Enjoy yourself. Take only what you need from it. A family of trees, woman.
Say goodbye.
Little DeSuto Conte.
Should old acquaintance be forgot
and never brought to mind.
I'm more than a boat, I'm more than a plane. I'm a bird plane. I'm a bird plane. A motherfucking bird plane.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver the way that things have gone?
Doesn't that seem peculiar?
Cause everyone wants a little more. It's something I do remember. To never go this far, that's all it takes to be a star.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Crap.